Her, written by Harriet Lane.
This book has been made accessible under the copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Nina. It's her. I'm almost sure of it. It's late afternoon, a Friday towards the end of July. I've just left the off-licence with a cold bottle wrapped up in paper, and I'm crossing the square, thinking about the afternoon's work, whether I'm getting anywhere or whether it's going to be yet another dead end. The sky, through the shifting canopy of plane leaves, is still saturated with heat, and the golden air is viscous with pollen. But it's tainted, too, with the disquieting scent of the urban summer. The reek of exhausts and drains and sewers, the faraway stench of the ancient forgotten streams that seep through the rocks and silt deep beneath my feet. I'm thinking about that exact shade of violet, wondering if I've got it quite right against the greens and muddy browns, when I see her. She's on the other side of the square, stooping a little, reaching out to a toddler. The sensation of it, of finding her there in front of me after all this time, is almost overwhelmingly powerful, like panic or passion. I feel my hands curl into fists. I'm very conscious now of my lungs filling with air and then releasing it. Quickly, I change course, walking over to the community notice board and standing in front of it, as if I'm...